Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show. We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough or not, work in the entertainment industry. We're not parenting experts, but we listen to them, we interview them, we read what they have to say, and then we report back to you and ourselves to see how we're doing. It's a place to put your feet up or down, relax, listen to us do the legwork, research and reading, and then we'll post all articles on our website, www.dadtimeoutshow.com. This happens after each show, and we are very interactive with our listeners on Instagram. So if you want to friend us over there, we are at Dad Timeout Show on Instagram. In tonight's show, of course, the dads kick off with a little catch-up, a little end-of-school chatter. They'll move on to the Today Show TV Dad Bracket instead of Tweets of the Week. Or will they do Tweets of the Week? We're not sure just yet, but that's all happening. Then they're going to move on to Smart Articles by Smart People, which tonight pulls from a column in the Washington Post with parenting advice for other parents on tips to handle the summer with kids and don't be afraid of embracing boredom. Then we're going to move on to our famous show quiz about summer pop culture and summer hits, songs of the summer, they say. And then finally, we'll wrap up with things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, I'm joined by a lovely, now fifth grader, in the barn tonight. What's your name, ma'am?
Lola.
And Lola, would you like to share your joke of the evening?
Sure. So, the other day at a school dance, a ton of kids were lining up in a line to get punched in the face.
Okay. What's that mean?
That's it. That's the punchline.
Oh! You had me there. All right, man. Go in, go inside. I know you're packing your suitcase on your own for the very first time tonight for a trip tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Lola. Coming up next, the dads are coming around the corner, over the hill, and through the junkyard. The Dad Timeout Show coming up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, here come the dads around the corner. Hello, dads.
Hey there. Hey,
Chase. Hey.
Hey.
Long time no see. You found me.
Yep.
You found me back here.
We searched and we rescued.
Should we put a photo online of how discombobulated this world is right now?
It's kind of like a Hoarders episode, you know, where they have to go through and you're like...
Oh, yes, it is. It is 100% like a Hoarders episode.
There's a lot less recycling, though, in this mix than in the normal Hoarders mix. So I'll give credit where credit's due.
It's like a 7-foot tall wall.
Yeah, we'll put a picture up online. But we can give the listeners a little telltale description. We're getting our garage remodeled, and my wife and I had the joyous task of emptying it and putting it in the yard so we could flip the garage. So it has turned our house, because we live in, I wouldn't say tiny, but tinier area than folks that live in the country and have big old yards and stuff like that. So we are literally, it's like a Hoarders episode. You're going into that place and you're like, you picture the truck coming up any minute and the guys in the green suit saying, do you want it? You're Marie Kondo standing on a pulpit.
Love it or go.
Not mine.
Yeah, so I wormed a path into the barn, which is this tiny little enclave on our property, and we are all in the barn. Mark's actually outside the barn. Chris is inside the barn.
Be careful.
And Ben is, I got a picture of his feet.
Yeah.
So Ben is not with us tonight. He is in, I believe it's Kauai.
Kauai. Yes.
Kauai. Yeah. But good for him. I wish I was.
Dude.
I know, right? Gosh. We're getting ready for a trip tomorrow. But, man, welcome. We made it out of Maycember. Cheers. Please. Cheers to that.
Seriously.
We are clear of Maycember. Mark caught a nice little cold at the end.
That was heck awesome. Yeah. Maycember right? Cold.
It's and you June all know blue. Me. Now I'm in and out of the hospital all the time because it's just fun.
Sure.
But we got through school. And now we need to come up with another. By the way, Maycember has been borrowed by several people that we know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I don't know if we were original, but I have seen it on other posts. And then this guy Mick that we're friends with, show-wise, they're the guys from Kansas City, the super nice guys. They've got a new show called Country Music Dads, but he's like, hey, MK, we were talking about you guys on the show, and it was all in reference to our Maycember stuff. So shout out to Mick and his new podcast and wishing him big success, too.
Word.
I might see him at this dad convention this year, but anyway, I digress. We need to come up with a new term for June. I feel like I haven't caught a break, and now my one kid is a football guy. So daily practice. And then my daughter, oldest, is in another show that started immediately. I have no break, and it's gotten crazier. And now my little one's finally out. So is it June hell? It's not Junetopia.
You're going to get it?
It's not. No. You going to get it? I don't know. Anyway, we'll work on a term for June. But we got a good show tonight. We're going to talk about today's show bracket. All that good stuff. What do you mean, Mark? You're what shaking your head. No, like, what is that shit, Mark? Hold on. Oh, you called the sound effect. That's very good.
Thank you. I've been here. Been here a while.
Let me tell you. Like, before I go into our Instagram friends, we're getting really high on Instagram. By the way, it's a good feeling. We got a lot of friends, new followers, all that good stuff. Let's give a shout out to In the Breach, Rosarita Dillo, Dad Be Serious, Scotty PR9. I do this, but I don't know if like they high five themselves in the car. Like, wow, he said art.
Daddy Breach.
It seems silly, but it's a habit. Aaron Wittick, thank you.
That's cool.
Daniel Avila, MPA, thank you. Nick Williamson. Matthew, Laura Basil, Antonio Jones, Jesse Delgado, Joseph Casali, 415 Fever.
Yeah,
and I'm going to just finish that run with Metal Man. They're all some new friends on the gram before we get into our parent tweets of the week, because we are a broad show. We interact with people all over the country. We steal jokes from people all over the country.
We do.
From the Twitter. But we give them full credit.
Sure.
We just discuss their jokes and break them down. And then hopefully they'll get a bump on their pages as well. So it's all reciprocal. But we always give full credit if credit is there. There's no credit. I just have to tell you guys something that happened to me today. And I had this hidden joy about it. And then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the show. Not meat and potatoes, however, is Subway. I don't know. Let's not pick on the way of subs. So I am back on the Watchers of Weight, however, and a Subway veggie patty, 6-inch on whole grain.
The wheat, yeah.
Whole grain is 7 points, right?
Veggie patty?
It's a veggie pit. It's the OG. Before all the impossible stuff was invented, there was the veggie patty.
Okay.
Yeah. They have the veggie sandwich, but literally they just glom on all their
vegetables.
All the janky ones, and they just kind of make
it. Peppers and mushrooms and stuff in there.
Well, there's no mushrooms.
Not at Subway.
So I've been going a lot lately, and I found a small joy today in victory, and I've now made it a game. At Subway when I go to the places. So I know what I want, and I'm very clear and precise, and I don't dawdle. Are you a dawdler?
I dawdle a little. I like to see what's
really
there.
Do you get into line and dawdle?
I mean,
or do you dawdle from 5 feet away before you get in line and kind of do some game prep?
I kind of do like the Elaine Soup Nazi, where she's pounding on the top of the glass.
No, really?
Oh, I don't know. It's not. It's like so infrequent. So I,
Mark,
kind of like,
I'm gonna take a wild guess here, saying that you are prepared,
locked in.
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
like he knows what he's doing.
I know cheese. I know toppings. I know everything. I'm going in.
Yeah.
I can do 5-6 sandwiches at a time, so I can lock in on a whole family line of
that's
of
why they always look
yeah
so
I don't like getting
me.
Behind you either like yeah. People that are taking orders for other people, I'm like, where are they? Just stand in line, get your people.
Well,
Starbucks
got, like,
is my
kids.
Biggest pet peeve when the person will hold the phone up and or be talking.
ordering.
She
for
said
eight
grande
people.
Strawberry.
Oh man!
Do y'all have strawberry grande? Like
okay, well, yeah.
So I'm gonna go back to Subway. I had a victory lap today. So there were three people in front of me, and the one like was dragging butt on the Italian BMT. And she wanted mayo here and then wasn't sure if she wanted it. And it was just killing me. So
oh, man.
I'm like, okay, here comes my girl. Then my girl works her way around. You know how they kind of rotate the cycle back there? Like,
I do.
It's a good formula. Yeah,
you're talking to him. He's like clueless.
I know what you're saying. You're counting the sandwich. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm getting her again. Virginia.
Yeah. Your MVP kind of makes it to your, and you're like, all right, game on. Let's go. Yeah. And my goal is to pass the other people. Right. So while they're still stuck in sandwich hell, I am like,
boom, boom, boom.
Yes. Done. And I'm like, totally. She's like, veggie patty. I'm like, yes, no toast. Put the patty in. Boom. Let's lap this person. Because I like to see the reaction of the person that I pass.
What? Yeah.
And I'm like, you're too slow to figure stuff out. I've passed you now.
What's the rush? Like, what do you win for that?
See, that's an argument, too.
I'm like chilling here.
But I think it's
a win.
Is that
chicken? What do you think of the chicken? Is it good? Would you get the chicken?
No.
And the guy's mad at me. And then these people like you guys are all giving me dirty looks. I'm trying to pass me. It's like, geez, chill out. It's a sandwich, you know?
But you're that guy. You'd be that guy.
Do I get the sauce or do I not get the sauce? Is the sauce good? Can I taste the sauce?
Let me taste
it. It's group of people that do that for life. They're the coupon people. You get behind them, you think you're in the fast lane at Safeway, and all of a sudden the wallet comes out with the coupons falling out of the sides.
And then they write a check.
There should be an express lane for people like you guys that know what you want, order online ahead, just pick it up. You know?
I find each adventure that I have in shopping a challenge now.
All right.
Even self-checkout. In my head, I'm like, you need to get it together. You need to know where the hot bar button is. You need to hit it. You need to put your thing on there for weight. Okay. Like, let's move it along. I don't have time.
Wow. Okay.
I would rather maximize that time and get home and put my feet up and have an extra 15-minute meditation. Okay. Then watch you discuss sriracha sauce versus
right
wasabi
in front of
sauce.
You. He's a human being, and he's asking you, okay, now what? And you're like, I don't know. What? You're standing my sandwich.
Do I want a little bit more lettuce?
What do you think?
Or do I want to take a little bit of lettuce off?
There's eight breads. What do you think?
What's going to make my stomach feel better?
It's like, okay, so if you go to Philly, get in line and try that stuff with a cheesesteak, the people will yell at you.
Okay.
Literally yell at you. But maybe that's because I'm from Philly.
Yeah, see?
We wear crucifixes. Yeah, yeah. We love cologne.
We like to order. Order quick.
There's a guy up here in Montclair that plays that. Anyway, we could go on and on. It happened today.
Did you lap them? That's the question.
And I lapped three of them.
Yes.
Three of them.
Yes.
And
it's so funny.
And I got out. I'm like, and I literally, you walk out on this cloud out of Subway. You're like, I just whipped all three. You'll be in here another half hour. I'm in my car listening to another podcast.
It's like victorious.
Air conditioning's on. I'm back in the comfort zone.
Good for you.
And you're sweaty in a lunch line, and here comes more rush, which gives me anxiety when there's 20 people. I will literally turn away from a place if I see a line.
He needs to have a football that he can just spike when he gets in the car.
Sandwich achieved. Give me one. I'll take it.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, man.
All right, okay. So that was the MK rant of the day.
All right,
if you're in a Subway and I am too, walk the other way because I want to be solo. that is another euphoria walking into an Ike's or a Mr. Pickles and there's nobody there.
Oh.
Although it's a rarity because they're great sandwich shops, but you're like, oh, like the worst one. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go on another tear, Luca.
Ooh.
They have no idea how to get it done. No. You draw a number, and then you may or may not get lucky in the next half hour, and then you get seven Chris's in a row that don't know how the menu works.
I know how
the menu. And you're just sitting there like, my precious life is ticking away. Now, if you listen to Mel Robbins, like Mark and I have, and she's like, yes. Why do you care? Why do you sweat it? I do, Mel. I'm like, Mel Robbins, I care.
I waited 18 minutes to have this like little interaction with the guy making my sandwich.
Oh, well.
Luca's so charming.
You need to listen to our loneliness episode then and maybe go volunteer somewhere. All right. Well, that's all in jest, of course. We love all customers everywhere. All the time. Or do we?
Yes.
No, don't see me in the subway. Coming up next, parent tweets of the week. Split in half by our Today Show bracket that we want to talk about. All right, here we go.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, these are, per the Huffington Post, the funniest tweets from the parents this week, June 1 through 7.
The parents?
The parents. I will start with, well, so we are on the cusp of, we won't release this on time, but Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
To you as well.
Pre-Father's Day.
And to Ben on his fantasy island out there with
his
feet in the water, just kicking it. So we're just going to go a couple tweets in, and then we will switch to the TV dads. Who's your favorite TV dad off the top of your head?
Darren, Bewitched.
Interesting. I don't know if he's on our list. Mark?
Ward Cleaver.
Top of your head. Ward Cleaver, interesting. Yeah, more of the all right, you're gonna be surprised of who the Today Show picked out and who's winning and who's losing and all that stuff.
Mr. Brady, of course.
Well, we'll see.
Or the guy from Happy Days.
Don't ruin it, Mr. C. Mr. C. Howard Cunningham.
Mr. Cunningham.
He might be.
Okay, tweet number one from our favorite, fan favorite, number one Twitterer, tweeter, Xer, threader, Samuel C. Holland. Yes. Simon C. Holland.
Simon C.H.
Yes.
The best part about Father's Day coming up is not having to worry about forgetting Mother's Day.
Yay, yay. Credit.
Truth.
Credit received.
We just had our whole Mother's Day episode. I know. Because we're taking a trip this weekend, I feel like my family's going to forget mine.
Yeah.
I haven't. Well, no, they're pretty good.
You'll be fine.
My wife's really good about stuff like that. But no, that's Simon C. Holland rolling with the Mother's Day, Father's Day. What are you guys doing? Anything fun?
I think it's a surprise.
Usually is get it? Taking you to Subway?
We usually do the family dinners at this
like,
point.
Chris, we've closed Subway for you. You can talk to the guy as long as you want today.
You're allowed 35 minutes to order your sandwich. Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day. What are you doing?
With the in-laws and my parents, probably, yeah.
Well, that'll be cool.
Get some steaks.
Picking up my wife and daughter from the airport. They're going to Disneyland this weekend. So
without you.
Well, it's a Girl Scouts thing. It's all good. So yeah, I'll be picking them up. And
they're doing it. They're not doing the turn and burn?
Friday to Sunday. It's all good. It's all good.
First class Harveys.
Are you all alone then on Father's Day?
No, I got the boys, and it'll be.
Do you need us to call you? FaceTime you?
Sure. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate the support.
When I went to Girl Scouts, a Disney thing, we got on this crappy bus.
Oh.
We left from the Girl Scout thing in Alameda. We drove all night. They call it the turn and burn. We drove all night. We land at Disney at 6. This sounds fun, doesn't it, parents?
No.
You land at Disney at 6 in the morning. You go all day till the park closes. Then you get back on the same bus, and you turn around and you drive back all night.
No, this is just her troop. Just her group.
Oh, lucky kids.
So, yeah, this is a...
must be in the wealthier Girl Scout clan.
You know what? My daughter's been... Well, your daughter's so massive Girl Scout cookies, so does my daughter. They're
yeah, well, stars. This is our prize. We got the coach. I had a mom that got the good seat. I had to sit in the... Yeah, anyway. Wow, I hope they enjoy JetBlue in their first class seats.
Nice.
All right, so... let's move on to tweet number two, and then we're going to jump into the dad stuff because it's moving fast. This is from @DadManWalking as we get to put our kids in camp or not. This summer, a lot of kids do camps. Your kids doing any?
Yeah.
Golf camp, Mark. You got some coming up. This is from @DadManWalking. I think we're doing like our little ones doing a lot, and then our older ones are another stuff. I'm glad my kids' summer camp list of what not to pack had alcohol on there because I almost packed them a 6-pack of beer.
Yeah. The individual bottles of vodka are really good for camp.
They fall in?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be...
You never know when you might need to like...
You know what is tricky, and I guarantee someone's done this out there. Not in my friend group, because we would have caught it and made fun of it. The cans are so similar these days with the hard seltzers.
Yeah, the Poco and Dollars.
The, all those deeds. Even like Topo Chico. Went to buy the wrong, I bought the wrong one. I bought a hard one the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. And then I slammed it at 6 in the morning anyway, because, you know, why not?
Because mineral water.
Because mineral water. all right, so this final one. That was funny, Mark.
Thank you.
You got a little chuckle out of the crowd from that one.
Nice.
All right, it's from Miss Mulrooney. She says, school spirit days are made up holidays invented to keep Amazon Prime in business.
Totally.
Yeah.
Same with field day.
School.
You need a red shirt. You need a blue shirt.
Over.
You need a yellow shirt. You need a green shirt.
Go and buy some 80s clothes. No, just wear your normal
clothes.
Can
I tell you what?
I don't have an orange shirt.
I am tired of this. I'm griping a lot this episode. Well, look at my yard. You see why I'm griping?
Yes.
I am really tired of tie-dye.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. I'm tired. Words.
Every go-to move of every camp.
Ooh, tie-dye it.
Every a boring school day where they hadn't figured out anything else really,
really?
Great. That tie-dye.
I don't need like two or three more white undershirts that are tie-dyed in my kids' drawer. It's dumb.
Too many tie-dyes.
Really?
I would even say school's the best one. But every camp, it's like, let's get some dye and put rubber bands.
And they're
bands.
Not even good. Wow. They don't look nice.
Oh. Look at these guys.
Huh?
It's garbage.
Yeah, hey, I don't subscribe to this opinion.
Really?
Oh, you like the tie-dye?
I don't have any.
Tie-dyes, what? Huh?
Yeah, I haven't had.
I guess they're
really?
We don't do tie-dyes in
we
the
live
East
close
Bay,
to each other.
I don't know.
You live in the East
We're
Bay
in
with
the East
us.
Bay.
Oh, you he lives on the fancy island.
Oh, that's right.
In the fancy island, we don't do tie-dye.
Fantasy fancy
So your
island?
Family goes first class to Disney.
His takes cashmere.
The, his takes the private jet.
The cashmere doesn't tie-dye well.
I'm on Jimmy's rat bus, fending off moldy muffins and
he's got Ratatouille in the back seat.
All right, so let's wrap that one up. Let's change it up a little bit.
Ooh, what's that?
All right, we're gonna go into because I'm so excited about this. I want to just keep it going from tweets of the week.
Let's go.
We got a little time.
Let's go.
A little time. All right, so today's show has been running this bracket. I haven't followed it every day. I'm too busy right now, gentlemen, with my driving skills to stay around the house in the morning too long.
Mm.
Call me the Uber Suber. But this is a bracket. They all selected the best TV dads of all time.
Ooh, oh, yes. Nice.
Okay, here we
and
go.
And I'm just going to give you some names. I don't want to bore the audience and give you all of the challenges and then we like we did before, and
well,
it took forever.
Let's go into it, though. You know, this is interesting stuff.
Oh,
this
interesting.
Dad timeout worthy.
That is dad timeout.
It's right in the
it is.
We're taking technically dad timeouts. Yeah.
So come on.
All right. What we'll just we'll go into the brackets, but I'm going to do them fast.
That's yes.
Okay.
Okay, Steve Douglas, My Three Sons versus Charles Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. Who would you pick?
Charles Ingalls.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, easy, Ingalls. Yeah. I watched Little House on the Prairie a lot when I was a kid.
I mean, My Three Sons is fantastic, but yeah. you can't mess with.
All right, moving right? on. I can't read it because I didn't print it out, but the dad from Bluey or versus Homer Simpson.
Homer's got to win, but that dad from Bluey is so good.
I know.
I really know. Identify
Bluey
with dad. The dad.
Yes, the Bluey. Winner is Bandit Healer from Bluey.
Bandit.
So they will square off in the next
He's
round.
So good.
Carl Winslow from Family Matters Ooh. Versus Danny Tanner from Full House.
Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
I love Family Matters, but Danny Tanner, Full
really?
House, took
from
that
Full
one.
House?
Wow.
Here's a heavyweight Ooh. Matchup of old Ooh. School and new school. Okay. Mr. Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. C versus Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
Mr. Cunningham
Mr.
is like,
C.
he's Mount Rushmore.
This is Boomer versus Millennial here.
He's Mount Rushmore.
Boomer took it.
Of course.
No, Boomer took it.
Oh, good.
Mr. Cunningham.
C.
Happy
C.
days.
Of All right. course.
Heck yeah.
One of my favorite shows versus one of my older favorite shows. Phil Dunphy from Modern Family Ooh. Versus Al Bundy, Married
Ooh,
with
I'm
Children.
I'm going Phil Dunphy.
That's tough.
I'm
That's
going
so
Dunphy.
Tough. I'm going Al Bundy, though.
Really?
This is really a testament. Is America edgy enough to pick the awkward off dads, or are they going to pick the nice guys every time? That's the question I ask you, our listeners. The winner was Phil Dunphy,
yes.
Modern Family.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
All right. Dr. Seaver, Alan Thicke versus Dre from Black-ish. Oh, it's one of our family's favorite
Seaver.
Shows, too.
Seaver.
I'm going, Seaver.
Yeah.
Show me that smile. Oh,
Dre's so good, though. Dr. Seaver took that one. Growing pains. All right. See, this is my latest addiction. I'm finishing The Sopranos.
Okay. Ooh.
I started it while exercising, so it keeps me exercising for 44 minutes a pop. Tony Soprano versus Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch. Come on,
Brady Bunch.
I'm going Mike Brady.
Of course.
Yeah, that was kind of mailed it in. I kind of thought that was coming too. Mike Brady.
Mount Rushmore.
They don't have the numbers. I wish they did have the numbers because I would like to see. Yeah. All right. So this was a great show. Other than Parenthood, it's one of my favorite shows ever created about families. This Is Us, Jack Pearson versus Coach Eric Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Ooh. Kind of obscure, that one bracket. It's like the 8 seed.
Have you watched This Is Us, though?
Yeah, but, you know, it's always sad and cryy. So
It's very cryy. Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
The Friday Night Lights dead.
No, This Is Us.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, This Is Us makes more sense.
All right, well, now we're getting into the heavier weights. Charles Ingles, Little House on the Prairie, versus Bandit Heeler from Bluey.
Oh, Ingler.
Gosh, yeah, Little House.
Ingles. You would be thrown out of that town.
You're right, I would.
Little House.
They just had a reunion recently.
It was also the Angel member.
Want to hear something funny? We used to only get one channel in my high school wrestling room on the TV. So we'd all wait for the activities buses. There'd be all these wrestlers all after practice just waiting on the activities bus. We'd watch Little House of the Family or Little House on the Prairie religiously. So if you walked into the room, it's like all of us watching Nelly, you know, be the anyway.
Yeah.
It's a funny memory I have of Little House on the Prairie. All right, Danny Tanner, Full House versus Mr. C from Happy Days. Who's going to win it? Who's going to win it?
Mr. C, of course. Mr. C.
I'm sorry.
What?
Mr. C gets bounced in this round.
By Full House?
By Danny Tanner. From Full House.
No way.
Yeah, it's getting tough.
Okay, this is already now.
Listeners, I'm going to jump in right here in the middle if you're still paying attention. There is no ultimate winner because they hadn't done tomorrow's show yet.
Wait, who is this? The Today Show?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to keep going. Phil Dunphy versus Dr. Seaver. Modern Family versus Growing Pains.
Dunphy, of course, then.
Yes, Phil Dunphy goes on to the Final Four. Mike Brady, The Brady Bunch versus Jack Pearson, This Is Us.
Mr. Brady.
Brady.
Of course.
All right, you both say Mr. Brady, otherwise known as Robert Reed.
Yes.
Robert Reed.
Ann B. Davis played the role of Alice, and Florence Henderson, as you all know, played the role of the mother, Mrs. Brady. Marie McCormick, Christopher Knight, and all the others.
Of course.
Susan Olsen.
Oh.
Mike Lookinland.
Yes.
I have these obscure memories, but I can't tell you what I ate for dinner.
Marsha.
About Sam. Mike Brady goes down. Jack Pearson, This Is Us, advances to the Final Four.
No, that's okay, dude.
So the Final Four has been set, and it was released this morning. Charles Ingles versus Danny Tanner. Who won?
Ingles. It has to be Ingles.
Chris?
I don't care now at this point.
You what? Little House on the Prairie took it.
All right.
Yes.
So he's down to the final two. Phil Dunphy, Modern Family, Jack Pearson, This Is Us.
It's got to be
On the other side of the bracket.
It's got to be Dunphy.
On the side of the bracket.
Ooh, this.
It's got to be Dunphy.
This is like the Warriors not in the finals, so I don't care.
In the finals, I know. Tomorrow, in front of the whole country, two legendary dads will square off. Charles Ingles from Little House on the Prairie. So we're talking boomers.
Of course.
And Phil Jack Dunphy. Pearson, This Is Us.
Oh, it's going to be Ingles.
It's got to be.
We're going to see.
It's got to be.
Listeners, if we are not slammed at the airport tomorrow, I will jump in on the edit and tell you who won.
Yeah. Wow.
But that is the brackets. That good job, awesome. Gentlemen.
It's so intense.
It was intense. It got scary there for a minute.
A little bit scary.
I know. But, you know, it's the dad bracket. You never know what the people are going to say out there.
True. Those people.
All right. Coming up next, Smart Articles by Smart People. Here we go.
Smart Articles by Smart People.
All right. This is Smart Articles by Smart People. We're kind of calling ourselves smart in this particular segment. You know why?
Why?
Because we are.
Wow.
Are you smart?
Sleeping at the wheel. You miss Ben.
Why?
You're just sleeping over there in your puffy coat, which he still has not taken the tag off of.
He's the Gordon Sherman.
It's been 2.5 weeks since we saw.
I'm not sure if I'm
going
to return it or not.
He just keeps the tag.
It's been 2.5 weeks.
Let me tell you, but I'm going to throw Dick's Sporting Goods under the bus here. Sorry, future sponsor forever. I bought a pair of cleats for my kiddo. And then he got to practice and gave him a blister. So one of his feet is bigger than the other. So we went back to Dick's. Barely used, you know, maybe a little clip on one of the cleats. They would not exchange the cleats. They said, no bueno, sir.
Jeez.
And the guy even called his supervisor over. I felt like she came over with a magnifying glass. It was going up and down the cleat.
These are worn.
They were worn, yes.
I was just like your jacket. Which probably
that's
smells.
That's what I'm saying. That's it probably smells
like syrup.
That's why I like Columbia.
What else does it smell like? Syrup.
What else? He just Skittles. Had pizza. Probably smells pizza. Like pepperonis.
Yeah.
Skittles.
Me, are you trying this to return smells this? Like
Skittles. You have the worst diet, like, yet he has the best metabolism like out of all of us.
Why does this smell like marshmallow?
All right. So this is readers share their best summer parenting tips. Don't be afraid of boredom. So there's a little every once in a while in the Washington Post, they throw something out there and then they let several parents give their advice on what that is. And I'll just do the kickoff. Summer can be a stressful time for parents and guardians. The kids are out of school. Adult children are popping over for an extended visit and trying to plan the perfect family vacation can take a toll. Ahead of summer, we ask readers to share advice that helped them navigate the season with a little less stress and a little more fun. Some parents recommended letting go of the idea of a perfect summer, and others found that pre-planned activities take the stress away. Here are some of their favorites, but before we dive into that, are you a pre-planner or are you a blank slater, Chris?
We're definitely the pre-planners and the over-planners and the book every minute, and there's no, like, just downtime, like every waking minute.
Does that make you more comfortable?
I think it just is what we ended up falling into this habit of, like, kind of, like, having to keep them occupied, because if they're not, then we're failing as parents somehow, or they're going to just sit there on their phones all day. Whereas before, like, the, you know, the point of the article where boredom can be good and boredom spurs creativity. I think also boredom is like, oh, I could spend 9 hours looking at my phone for, you know, so trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Ben would come in hot right here.
He would come in real hot here.
But he's got younger kids. So, like, yours are a little more advanced. Mark's are a little more advanced. I'm getting in the advanced age. So he would be like, boredom is good. You know, I was a kid, they just throw me out all day.
No, we used to totally.
Well, they did throw us out all day.
Go to a friend's house, build a ramp, ride your bikes off the, you know, like said ramp. But now it's like you can't let your kid just run out in the street anymore. It's like a whole different, like, whatever, parenting philosophy.
Right? Yeah, well, I do think it's different here because we are urban suburban, right? We can't do that as much. Like, if you lived in Overland Park, Kansas, and you live in, like, a nice subdivision, or my cousins in Tennessee, like, they know the entire neighborhood. They still knock on doors. They still chase fireflies. Yes, they have devices, too. I get that. But, you know, they're big. I remember getting the call as a kid and be like, hey, everybody's meeting at Johnny Wan's house, Johnny Lang's house, whatever. And you'd get on your bike as fast as you could, and it was the hot spot for a while. And there'd be a good game of kickball going on, or stickball, or the bike ramps, all that kind of stuff. But I do. So let's stick to that. We are a mix of both. We don't go to the minute, but we like to have activities. And activities that kind of center around growth somewhat, or play, right? Mark and I, we have kids that go to this very simple nature camp. It's no frills. The kids come home filthy. They play with balls and sticks and trees and bark, and they do a lot of tie-dyes.
That's where all the tie-dyes are coming from.
Yeah. But, I, you know, that's a great scene of growth and fun. And then there's kid drama here and there, but where isn't there? And then we had more, like, you know, he might do an aeronautics camp, or this one might do that kind of camp, or a theater camp, or whatever camp your kid's into. So we do a mix, though, but I will, like, now I'm seeing this is really not boredom, because they do what they will go to their screens if you let them go too long. But I'd let them sleep in more because I feel like they need to recharge their batteries as well. And sure. We don't schedule the nights. We're like, if you want to do this, but we're not really hyper concerned. Do you just want to put your feet up? Because I do feel like there needs to be a balance somewhat. Mark, before yes. we move on to the parent?
Same as what you're saying. It's like we have some camp scheduled, but I think that there's a benefit to letting things be a little bit loosey-goosey. And, you know, we'll see how far into the summer it lasts. Right now, you know, with a graduated senior and a graduated eighth grader, I'm letting them just kind of chill a little bit. Sure. But once we get a little bit further in the summer, it'll be like, okay, let's get up at like, you know, 9 or 10 instead of 1, and let's get some things done.
The little high schoolers sleep. This is my first high schoolers. They sleep a lot.
The little guy we have camps for. The other ones, I mean, you know, my 18-year-old's working, and you know, but I'm not trying to push too hard.
Sure. All right. Well, here's what the first reader says. My youngest kid is a freshman in college, so my summers are quieter than they used to be. But I've spent over 20 summers with school-age kids at home. And my best advice is to let go of the idea that it has to be productive time for them all the time. I understand that kids who are deep into their competitive sports or other activities may have summer clinics or programs that are important to them. Amazing. But that should be the guide. Is there something genuinely meaningful and important to your child that they need to do? Yes? Then make that happen. But if you spend the summer in expensive whirlwinds of science camps, art camps, debate camps, nature camps, your camp flavors may vary, with nightly workbooks to make sure they don't lose academic skills over the summer, I would encourage you to just stop.
What are you looking at me for?
No. I was just, you just happened to be my eye line. And the sun was glaring. Isn't that beautiful sun coming through?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Next one says, boredom is not a problem. I kind of agree with this in a way. Like, I don't mind my kids being bored in places, if that makes sense. Like, when we did all our cross-country trips, like, I was like, oh, you're in the car, so what? Like, that's the way it goes. And, you know, but let the summer feel long. Let it be a little boring. Do not make yourself responsible for solving all your child's boredom. Maybe don't even make them lunch. A kid tall enough to reach a counter can do that for themselves. This is what I'm doing with my middle one, actually. We had this whole thing about a smoothie today, and he was using the peanut butter powder that we're so fond of. And he's like, so how do I? And how do I? And I'm like, I'm not going to give you any advice. I'm going to sit here and watch. And if you make a mistake, then you'll figure it out. If it tastes terrible, then you'll know not to add that or to add that.
Don't eat it straight. Hmm? He'll figure that out. I learned that the hard way.
I mean, I know it's just a smoothie. This is a really silly example. Yeah, don't eat it straight.
Don't eat it straight. Comes out of your nose and everything. Choking head.
I mean, it's just a smoothie, but he had to use a blender and all this. Anyway. And he's hilarious.
I like that point about the boredom. The one good thing I do like about it is that it does make things feel slower and that you're waiting for something. It does make things kind of, you know, pass by a little slower when you're bored. Whereas, like, I think that that's kind of the world today is this hustle and bustle, this
right.
connected, hyper fast. And so that we feel this pressure to kind of keep up with that. But then just doing nothing and all of that also is kind of, you know, goes towards your ability to have a little patience and, like, you know, have time move a little slower because, man, it's going real quick.
Yeah,
my 14-year-old sure. made that comment today. She goes, man, today seems like it's really dragging on.
Yes.
And I was kind of like,
how do we do that?
That's not bad.
Yeah, how do we bottle like, that?
Let's right. go ahead and slow down a little bit. Yay. Secret.
I mean, I said this at the top of the show, and I was complaining, as usual. But I wish my kids had a bonus week between the end of things and the start of things. And I know it's things they love, you know. But we're going for a 4-day weekend this weekend. And I'm like, thank goodness. Like, we're clean and clear of all this. And we're just going to go be a family in another city and just kind of hang around. Because I do think that the kids do need that downtime, whether it's forced or not, you know. So to continue with this one, she says, kids do not need the level of supervision and entertainment that they receive or endure. They'll figure out what to do and how to spend that time. Especially if you unplug the Xbox for all but the allowed hours and collect phones from the young ones, unless they're going to be away from you and might need to contact you. Is it still possible to have a summer full of neighborhood bike rides or walks, mud pies, fort making, cooking experiments, spooky stories, and playing in the hose?
Yeah. No. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my whole point. Is
dude,
that
my daughter went to the beach the other Crown Beach, where near you.
Yeah.
And she just kicked it on the beach with her friends for like 5 hours. And it was just like so nice to see kids putting out a blanket, having strawberries and ice cream, and just
that's rare
goofing
though.
Off on the beach.
Isn't it? I don't know. I guess like my point is that I moved back to like the city that I live in because I grew up there and I remember the bikes and how slow it was and going over to your friend's house and like that pace of life. And I was kind of disappointed to kind of be raising a family in that same, like on the same street where my wife and I both grew up and went to elementary school. And there's no bike riding. There's no going over to your friend's house. It's like really rare to kind of like do that. Whereas the norm before, and now it's a very connected, everyone's kind of just, I don't know, like discording each other, whatever the thing is. But
you go out play dates, and play dates are timed. And
yeah,
I'm going to pick her up here because dinner's here, and this is how we do this.
Sort of the wandering around and aimlessly just kind of figuring out as you go kind of thing. That's like a thing of the past, I feel like. I don't know.
It may be in our particular, again, in our particular environments. But I do think the digital age has really impacted that as well. Like, yeah, my little was packing her suitcase, as she said earlier, and I saw next to the suitcase on the ground, she had like, you know, her iPad was, and she was watching something while she was packing. And I just said, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know, I was just watching something while I packed. I'm like, how about we just pack? Like, how about just that? Like, anyway, she's cute, but I was just saying, well, you know, this does have some good points, though. You know, that a boredom's a long stretch of time opens up space for creativity, compromise, physical activity, reading, connecting, all the other magic comes with the gift of time. And then it says, my final thought is no one is making you turn your child's life into a rat race. Should they lie around and stare at screens for 12 hours all summer day? Obviously not. But kids aren't projects. They are little people whose job is to learn how to grow up. And nature pretty much equipped them with the instincts and interest, the skills they need to do that. So give them some responsibilities, give them some space, and trust that they are getting on with it. There you go.
Me.
You're not a fan of that, I see.
Yeah, it's great, you know. To each his own. I'm still mad about Mr. Cunningham not making the bracket.
Yeah, that was kind of upsetting.
Yeah, Mr. C deserves better.
Boomers needed to be more represented.
Heck yeah.
I'm a Gen Xer, by the way. I'm not a boomer. I'm going to just put out for the record.
We all are.
You ever heard of this term, zooming in, zooming out?
Yeah.
Talk to me then. What does it mean?
In life, you kind of, you zoom in to be specific as to what's going on, and sometimes you back all the way out, and you see it from a broader perspective, so... When we're doing things during the summer, sometimes I'm hyper-focused on the actual situation that's going on, but other times I try and back all the way out so I can see it almost holistically as a parent, and that's where my memories are stored. It's where my remembrance of whatever it is that we're doing is held for future.
Well, that's not exactly right, Mark, but I'll give you a credit point.
That's where I'm at.
We'll give you a little crowd cheer for that one, too. It's a very good, but it's not what it says here.
Well, I was speaking personally.
That was very nice, though. Thank you. It's a warm moment out here in the barn.
I appreciate that.
As the sun's setting over Chris's head.
I know. It's lovely.
He's probably thinking about what camp he has tomorrow at time.
Wapo.
How do I get him?
Tell us what it is.
No, so the terminology here is, and it's very similar to Mark's, the best summers I've had with my two boys have been when I use Carolyn Hack's advice, literally and figuratively, zoom way in or zoom way out, no matter what stressors are happening. Zooming out means looking overall at the 8 to 10 weeks and finding the good. Was there some laughter, some rest, some indoor time, some carrots eaten? If yes, then that was a success. Zooming in means enjoying all the small moments, connecting through a drawing, noticing an interesting cloud, listening to music. I take a lot of pictures during the summer so I can see the evidence of all the zooming. In fact, I start my summer by looking back at the previous summer photos. I gain a sense of accomplishment and confidence, and the kids sure are cute from a year ago, so there's that dopamine hit, too. There you go.
All right.
I don't know if that's scientific, Mark. Your definition's probably right on par as well. Sounds good to me. Brought a tear to my eye.
Thank you. Good job, Mark.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like, so we're cleaning, obviously, our garage, and my wife has got literal Tupperware crates of photos. And you never took them out of the yellow Kodak envelope back then. You just filed them in, shoebox, and then the shoebox goes, so you literally got 20,000 easily.
Wow.
But then I think, what's in your phone?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, except for Ben. Ben's got like 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, each one was just that. But I was thinking like, oh, wow, I have like 30,000 photos in my phone.
Yeah.
And then that's the equivalent of.
I think, though, in the old days, because you would pay for the development and each one you put in a box and everything, you would be a lot more precious about taking them. Whereas I have like 13 of the same lunch I ate. Or something like that, where I was sending you a picture of the pizza I was eating, like, you know, kind of thing, where I would never waste a film picture on a slice of pizza to show you guys, like, what I'm eating. Like, it's such a throwaway medium now, where 30,000 photos is like, how many really, like, to Ben's point, only 9 really matter kind of thing.
But whatever. You know me, I have really bad ADHD, so I need to just I need to just keep banging through all the time. So, like, if we're talking about something funny, I'll find something funny. If I'm eating something random or there's a Subway incident happening in my life, you know me. I'll share it right then with you guys and be like,
you sure do.
Check this out. Where's he going? Well, that was funny when Ben got back to his room today. He's like, dude, 43 texts from you guys or whatever he said. He's like, I thought someone was injured. My point to your statement is that I love to just take random photos. Me but too. I love to take photos, period. End of story. Like, and I am the guy that will see a pattern on a wall or a leaf
totally
hanging from a tree in the right light, you know, that kind. And where they they'll never go anywhere, but I got them. But I do get little dopamine hits where when especially when I was going through a lot of these memory photos, that's my favorite part, is not reliving, but remembering those little things, even when Google gives me the flashbacks. So anyway, wrapping that all back around to the summertime stuff, when we look back at the summers that we've spent with our children and the rando photos that we've taken, I think we're all going to have, you know, big joy in that stuff.
Oh, without a doubt. I love when Google does that.
Yeah.
It gives me those eight years ago. Totally.
And then they put music on it. I mean, if they said buy it, I would be like, sure, here's 99 cents, Apple Pay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you want this in a book? I'll pay $5.99 for it.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of relatives in the South, and that's how I keep in touch with them regularly. We're just like, oh my gosh, remember that? I'll just send them the whole slideshow. And, you know, especially the older folks that are, you know, their morning coffee, they just kind of cruise through their phone for a minute, and it gives them a little highlight. And I love that.
Yeah.
Well, there is joy in letting go, finally, and then we'll wrap the segment up. My kids have been taught since they were toddlers that every day they need to do something good for their body, something good for their brain, read a book, make or build something, take a walk, et cetera, et cetera. So this one kind of says the same stuff, but here's the final paragraph. And I think this is more toward youngers, but, you know, it can kind of adhere to everything. We spend the whole year rushing from sports to dance to scouts to whatever enrichment activity is suddenly mandatory to their chances of life success. If they spend a couple summer hours hanging upside down on the couch, seeing how red their faces get, or counting how many licks does it take to get through a Tootsie Pop, that's awesome. Awesome. Keep those expectations low, 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 and you might even relax along with your kids. Chris is shaking his head.
I'm down.
Mark's nodding, so there's definitely a... You guys going to go to blows in here? This is very exciting.
No.
Lower your expectations.
All right, thanks to Wapo. Coming up next, a very fast and efficient quiz on summertime songs of the summer from Spotify. Something old, something new, something red, and something blue.
It's quiz time! Palette quiz! Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, it's time for our quiz. How well do you know the Spotify songs of the summer? Let's take our nostalgia quiz. Warning, guys, you have to take this quiz live, so we may have to have banter in between the songs.
Dang it.
Yes, so you ready for banter?
Yes.
All right, get ready to banter. Here we go. The year was 1990. This is for people our age, by the way. I think my kids would get one right. So all the parents out there, get ready to take the test of a lifetime. Down. The year was 1995, and crop tops were everywhere. Which track was not a top summer jam that year? Was it Bombastic by Shaggy? One More Chance, Stay With Me by the Notorious B.I.G. Or Macarena by Los Del Rio?
1995,
which was not a hit.
I'm going to the Notorious B.I.G.
I'm going Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
The answer is the Macarena.
Really? Oh.
They tricked you here, guys. The Macarena was a massive hit in 1996, not 1995.
Oh, come on.
That's...
I hate those.
That's weak sauce.
All right,
that
fine.
Is weak sauce. Which artist has claimed two Spotify songs of the summer in the past 5 years? Ed Sheeran, Drake, or Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
Mark says Ariana Grande. Chris says Drake. The correct answer is Drake and Bake.
Hey, now.
Drake's One Dance was the most streamed song in 2016, and In My Feelings was the top summer song in 2018.
Kendrick won.
Love Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. My fourth grader just walked into the room today. She goes, "Dad, I love Kendrick Lamar." I go, "What?
Wait, no.
We still don't do the bad words with her."
Yeah.
But I love whatever. She's listening to the clean version. I'm all about it. All right. So, which popular summer song from the aughts was parodied by Weird Al Yankovic as Trash Day? Was it Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry, Hot in Here by Nelly, or Fire Burning by Sean Kingston?
Hot in Here. It's getting hot in here.
Hot in Here.
Correct answer is Nelly. Nelly's Hot in Here, which ruled the charts in the summer of 2002, appears in nearly 8 million playlists on Spotify. In 2012, we were all obsessively tending to our terrarium, sharing corgi memes, and listening to One Summer Bop nonstop. What was that song? 2012, Wake Me Up, Avicii. Somebody That I Used to Know, Gautier, featuring Kimbra. Or Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
It was the Carl Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Dun, 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 dun.
I just miss you.
Yeah.
Call me baby. Here's my number. So call me. She's had continued success. She wasn't just a one-hit wonder. I'm very happy for her. Which summer hit tested Justin Bieber's Spanish-speaking abilities?
Was that the winner?
What was the answer to the last
one? Yeah, you got it right.
Oh, yeah, Carly Rae.
Just a second.
Was it?
Despacito.
Despacito. Or Macarena. Or I'm the One.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Yeah.
Despacito. I remember when all the kids Fonzie in the classroom.
Or something like that, right?
Despacito remix by Luis Fonsi, Daddy Fonzie. Yankee, and Bieber streamed 780 million times.
Holy crimey.
My gosh. I remember I the records in the top 20
that's
section.
A lot of pennies.
I memorized the first verse. But
Survivor's right. Eye of the Tiger is widely considered to be 1982 Song of the Summer. Today, yes. In which Spotify playlist does it stream the most? Deep Dark Indie. All Out 80s or Swagger?
All Out 80s. Out 80s.
That giant raven that just...
All Out 80s, they say.
Of course.
Not Swagger, huh?
No.
All right. All Out 80s is correct. There's no denying that when played at the right volume, Eye of the Tiger can bring anyone's swagger out.
Oh, no.
At the right volume.
What Rocky was that, two?
Rocky 3. Eye of the Tiger.
Who did he fight?
Clubber Lang, Mr. T. I had the tiger.
It wasn't the Russian guy?
No, that was four.
Russian was four.
Yeah.
Apollo's rematch was
Apollo,
in two?
Apollo trained Rocky.
When did Apollo and Rocky run on the beach? That was a fun one.
That was three.
That was like nine. He was training him to fight
a giant
the
crow
robot.
Right about in front of Mark's head. It's about to knock over that tinsel pig that's about to fall on your head, dude.
All right.
I don't fear anything.
Not every summer song is carefree feel-good jam. Which song stalked the charts to become the song of the summer in 1983?
83?
Was it Every Breath You
Take? 83.
Was it What's Love Got to Do with It by the incredible Tina Turner? Or I Don't Need You by Kenny Rogers. Interesting.
I'm going to go with the first one. It's got to be Every Breath You Take, right?
Yeah. Stalk the charts to become the song of the summer.
I think so.
I remember that summer. You know why? Because I saw the Police in concert on the Synchronicity tour with Blondie and Frank Zappa.
Call me.
Wow.
At JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Wow.
That's a great show.
Yeah. I'm a Gen Xer, not a boomer. Every Breath You Take is correct.
Yes.
Always popular. Streamed 85 million times in 1 year alone. There are 135K songs with the word summer in the title. Wow, on Spotify. Which is the most streamed?
It's K-Songs.
Cool for the Summer by Demi Lovato. Summer by Calvin Harris. Or I Know What You Did Last Summer by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
I'm going Summer.
I'm going the
Camila
third
Cabello.
Shawn Mendes.
You know when I announced shows, Calvin. That was the one that I always stressed about?
Calvin.
Camila Cabello.
Is that the one?
Because I had to get pronunciations right, and they'd say, Camila Cabello. Then someone else would say, Camila Cabello.
Uh-oh.
And then you go live to the house, and you're like, oh, crap. Oh, here I go.
Camila.
I'm going to go Summer Calvin Harris. That was an easy one to pronounce.
It's Calvin Harris.
It's Calvin Harris.
Thank you.
So I met you in the summer. All right. We are in the home stretch, gentlemen. You're doing very well. I'm very proud of you and your music knowledge. I'm going to have a DJ station set up next door for the play. That's another story. What musician told the world they were suffering from summertime sadness?
Oh, was it Del Rey?
Kelly, good job, maybe. Juice WRLD, Kelly Clarkson, or Lana Del Rey?
Lana Del Rey.
It's Lana Del Rey.
And Kelly Clarkson's too happy.
Okay, I had that even when you just said it.
Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
Good job. She's very fun. I like the Lana Del Rey.
I do too, actually.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of her. Yeah. I've now vinyl. I listen to Lana Del Rey vinyl when I'm in that mood.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're in the last section here. I appreciate you guys for rolling with us. Complete this lyric from the Grease classic Summer Nights.
Yes.
The summer nights.
Wow. All right.
We went strolling, drank blank. We went strolling, drank blank. Did you drink champagne, lemonade, or kombucha?
Lemonade.
Kombucha wasn't invented yet.
Lemonade.
They didn't drink champagne in high school.
Lemonade.
Yes, that's it.
Drank lemonade.
Tell me more.
That sounds pretty refreshing, doesn't it?
Bottoms up.
We made it to the end of the quiz. Let's see how we did.
So refreshing.
You scored 7 out of 10, guys.
Nice.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Did anybody ever notice that Rizzo was like 50 years old?
Dude, full on.
I think they all
even back then, I was like, Stalker Channing seems, I didn't know her name, but I was like, that lady seems really old to be having a slumber party. Yeah. Did they check her? Like, did they fact check?
She stayed back a few years.
She's one of those weirdos.
So many years
back then.
20 years.
I mean, Danny and Sandy could have passed, but
Danny
Rizzo
was getting old too. There,
Kinnicky was
Sandy.
He seemed like he was in his 30s too.
All those guys, you know, they needed
John Travolta seemed pretty darn old.
They needed a Ralph Macchio or something.
He had that dimple.
So what?
And the hair. He was
Sandy. He's old.
I don't know.
It's a great movie, regardless.
Well, yeah, it's a great. I've been to the high school. It's kind of fun. Venice High School.
Nice.
We do that on trips. We always try. Our kids will like stalk a show they like that was filmed in that city, and then we'll go try to see the location. They love doing that. Stranger Things was a really fun one. They do a lot around Atlanta. LA's easy. You can go a dime a dozen. But when you're in the obscure towns, it's kind of fun to see the stuff. Anyways, coming up next is Things That Make Us Smile, and then we're out of here. All right, coming up next, it's here.
Here we are.
Coming up next, here we are.
It's here, everybody.
Hey there.
Welcome back. Things that make us smile. I know we often discuss family in this section, but I'm not going to lie, it really does make me smile. We had three staggered this year, so my high schooler was done first, and then my eighth grader, and then my fourth grader, now fifth grader. And so today was it's our official first day of summer. But it's such a joy to see these different levels now. And we had that family conversation you kind of dream of, or at least I did when I was younger, of what being a parent would be like. So we had, like, you know, Mexican food last night, and my son's just got home from football practice, and it's crushing him because it's like the first week, and he's not there, and he's like, "Dad, I can't move my legs." And my daughter's laughing at him, and then she's telling us about her theater, and then Bear is getting ready to do her thing, and we're all getting excited for a trip to Denver. And I walked away from the table and said to my wife, like, it doesn't get better than that. Like, that was just a pure moment of parent bliss. Not brag, not proud, nothing. Just the conversations are getting really fun and intertwined. And to many of our episodes, you do see the benefits of a family dinner and then getting together regularly and consistently with your family. All those things make me smile. You guys in the house, the dysfunctional, crazy house, makes me smile. Ben enjoying Hawaii makes me smile. And I've just been filled with a lot of gratitude lately. I take every day, and I send you all my new class that I'm taking, the science of kindness, regularly. So yeah. Anyway, move it along. Chris, Mark, coin toss.
On that note, hard to follow that. But, I'm excited to see my oldest daughter, who's just moved out of her dorms and
woo apartment time. Her
first year of,
or she just done college. The just first
year of college, got freshman it, year it. Of college, and she's like, I haven't seen her, and she's at home right now. Wait, so I came here to do this.
Oh,
and then instead of seeing her, come home. But you know, I'm gonna.
Really, but that was really a good excited. Slice of pizza.
I was real excited to see her, and yeah, just to share the stories there, and then my younger one and I are starting to go through my list of movies we want to watch together.
No.
And she finally is giving me a little bit of time, and I'm hooking her in with the playlist of movies. So we just hit Amadeus.
Ooh.
And
you got to share your list.
Yeah, I'll publish. Please. We will publish that. We should all have our little hit list, but this is like for 15-year-olds and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But good talk. And then The Game with Michael Douglas. We just watched that last night. So,
and a lot of those good movies really hold up.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, my oldest now, we watch stuff regularly.
That's the point of this one. And I'm like, hold up movies that you can talk about later. Yeah. And she really digs. So
that's awesome.
Having a great time.
That's great quality time, right? It's, and it's 2 hours of intentional focus. Like, my wife and I always say, I don't mind if we're all watching a show, because you're not constantly searching for the thing and the flick and then the blah, blah, blah. You're focusing on a story for a half hour to 2 hours.
But that also pays off a lot because, one, I feel like I'm sharing a piece of my own.
For
like,
sure.
Oh, my gosh, this movie was such a big deal. Like, Dead Poets Society was so big to me, for me, and to share it with her. And then also, like, when we're just having dinner somewhere, we'll talk about, like, The Game, and he didn't know, and did you know, like, Sean Penn actually knew about it the whole time, and you know, and all that stuff, and it just keeps on giving.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, those, I want to see that list. Moments.
Yep.
All right, Mark?
Totally. You know, 8th grade graduation successful, high school graduation successful, so we've made it through some good weeks of celebratory stuff. I'm excited for summer, similar to the movie conversation. I shared The Good, the Bad, the Ugly with my 9-year-old, which was okay. He wants to watch all the spaghetti westerns, so similar to what you're saying, we're going to get through for a few dollars more, and you know, yeah, I mean, yeah, what's funny, because I like Ennio Morricone, I like his soundtrack, so I was playing him in the house, and finally Matthew was like, I gotta watch that movie, Dad, and I'm like, so I went to Common Sense Media, and I was like, eh, okay, yeah, I guess it's okay, I mean, you know, so we watched it, and so we're gonna watch some of that, but I'm happy that summer's here, I'm happy to be able to hang out with my kids. My son celebrated his 18th birthday, and we went to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, and now I have season passes, so I'm going to make the trip over the hill a few more times over the summer, because it's free, and
Big Dipper.
Enjoy that, get some Marianne's ice cream, and so I'm looking forward to summer. Glad to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. That's good stuff. And Ben's, like I said earlier, he sent us a photo of his feet.
Yes.
In the ocean.
So it looks like old boy's relaxing somewhere and having the time of his life with his family. So we love you, Ben, and we say hi to you, too. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for commenting. I forget that people actually listen, and then I was in close quarters with a lot of parents this week, not just in our circles, but I was talking to one dad in particular, and he goes, oh, that show you guys did had us all. And I go, what? He goes, oh, yeah. We listen to it on the way to Tahoe, and we catch up on it. And I was like, huh, okay, that works.
Yeah.
And then I looked around at the one father that we influenced to kind of go with the flow of his children, and now she's off to a wonderful high school, and she's doing great things. And it's not we didn't have the influence there, but he was in this struggle moment of am I putting my eggs in the right basket? Am I giving her what I want her to do, or am I listening to her and saying, what do you want to do? And then let's figure that out together. And if so those little moments are really awesome. And I appreciate them and all our listeners and all the good stuff. All right, we're over an hour. Our listeners have gotten off the road, or they've broken this into a four-parter at this point. All right, we're the Dad Timeout Show, and we're out of here.
Good night, guys.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.